Welcome to Siterep Israel. This podcast provides automated situational reports generated by Claude Sonnet 4.7. For more info, see siterepizer.com. Siterep ISR, Lebanon ceasefire fraying, Hormuz closed under IRGC pressure, diplomacy yields only procedural signals. Issued 2354 Israel, time 2054 UTC, Saturday the 18th of April 2026. Bottom line, the Lebanon ceasefire is nominal and deteriorating, Hormuz remains closed with active IRGC harassment, and diplomacy produces only procedural signals, no breakthrough in 24 hours. As of April 18, 2026, the Iran-Israel-US conflict is in a volatile, multi-track phase characterized by a fragile land ceasefire in Lebanon, an active maritime confrontation in the Strait of Hormuz, and ongoing but inconclusive diplomatic negotiations mediated by Pakistan. The situation has deteriorated sharply from the ceasefire optimism of April 17 and now presents multiple simultaneous flashpoints. Situational assessment. As of April 18, 2026, the Iran-Israel-US conflict is in a volatile, multi-track phase characterized by a fragile land ceasefire in Lebanon, an active maritime confrontation in the Strait of Hormuz, and ongoing but inconclusive diplomatic negotiations mediated by Pakistan. The situation has deteriorated sharply from the ceasefire optimism of April 17 and now presents multiple simultaneous flashpoints. On the diplomatic track, US-Iran negotiations brokered by Pakistan remain the central mechanism for de-escalation. Vice President J.D. Vance led a US delegation through 21 hours of talks in Islamabad without reaching agreement. Pakistani officials have since been shuttling between Tehran and Gulf capitals. Egypt's foreign minister stated on April 18 that Cairo and Islamabad are working toward a final agreement. President Trump publicly characterized talks as going really well on April 18, but simultaneously warned that without a deal before April 22, the fighting resumes. The April 22 deadline, when the 10-day Lebanon ceasefire expires, is now the single most consequential near-term decision point. Trump's delayed China trip to mid-May signals sustained White House focus on this file. On the maritime track, Iran reimposed closure of the Strait of Hormuz on April 18 after accusing the US of violating a prior agreement to reopen the waterway. IRGC gunboats have fired on ships in the strait. Iran's National Security Council stated it will hold the strait until the war fully ends. Trump responded by calling Iran's move a little cute while insisting the US naval blockade of Iranian ports and coastal areas remains in full force until Iran reaches a comprehensive deal, including on its nuclear program. This dual blockade dynamic, US blockading Iranian shipping, Iran blockading global oil transit, is generating significant economic shock with global gas prices, food costs, and supply chains all affected. Iran's Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei issued a warning on April 18 that the Iranian Navy was ready to inflict new bitter defeats on the US and Israel. On the Lebanon front, the 10-day ceasefire that began April 17 is already under severe stress. On April 18, an IDF reservist, Barak Kalfon, 48, an engineer at Defense Farm Rafael, was killed by a Hezbollah explosive device in Lebanon. Three other troops were wounded. The IDF confirmed it conducted strikes on Hezbollah operatives in Lebanon on April 18, described as the first strike since the ceasefire began, citing self-defense provisions in the truce agreement. Separately, a French UNIFIL peacekeeper was killed in southern Lebanon on April 18 in an incident France and UNIFIL attributed to Hezbollah, which denied involvement. President Macron directly accused Hezbollah of the ambush. Lebanon's president vowed to prosecute those responsible. These incidents collectively suggest the ceasefire is nominal rather than operational. US-Israel alignment shows visible strain. US envoy Tom Barrack publicly argued on April 18 that Israeli policy towards Syria and Turkey is strategically counterproductive, praising Turkey's role in Gaza and Syrian restraint in the face of IDF incursions. This represents an unusual public rebuke and signals Washington is managing competing regional relationships that do not fully align with Israeli preferences. Netanyahu has rejected Hezbollah's ceasefire terms, and Israeli security officials have stated preparations to resume fighting are underway even before the two-week period expires. Iran's domestic situation is also relevant context. Reporting from April 18 indicates Iranians fear a post-war government crackdown, with the regime appearing entrenched after surviving weeks of conflict. The IRGC's assertive maritime posture may reflect internal political dynamics as much as strategic calculation. In London, a string of arson attacks on Jewish and Israeli-linked buildings with possible links to Iran-backed actors, was reported on April 18, suggesting Iranian proxy activity extending into European territory. Sources broadly agree on the core facts, but diverge on framing. US and Israeli sources emphasize Iranian aggression and proxy threats. Iranian sources stress defensive posture and US violations of prior agreements. Independent economic analysts highlight the blockade's global market destabilization. The characterization of Hezbollah as an independent actor versus an Iranian instrument varies and materially affects ceasefire viability assessments. Key actors: Donald Trump, US president, maintains naval blockade of Iran, says talks going really well, but warns fighting resumes if no deal by April 22 will not allow Iran to blackmail the US over Hormuz. Mojtaba Khamenei, Iran's supreme leader, warns of new bitter defeats for US and Israel. IRGC will hold Hormuz until the war fully ends. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli PM, rejected Hezbollah ceasefire terms, committed to fighting Iran, preparations for resumed fighting underway. Hezbollah denies responsibility for UNIFIL killing and IDF reservist death. Official says group not concerned by Israel-Lebanon talks. Pakistan mediator actively shuttling between Tehran and Gulf states to broker renewed US-Iran talks. Limited but active leverage. Egypt mediator. FM says Cairo and Islamabad working toward a final agreement between Iran and US. Emmanuel Macron, French president, directly blames Hezbollah for killing a French UNIFIL peacekeeper, demands accountability. Tom Barrack, US envoy, argues Israeli policy on Syria and Turkey is counterproductive, praises Turkish and Syrian restraint, forecast 24H. The Lebanon ceasefire is nominal and deteriorating, Hormuz remains closed with active IRGC harassment, and diplomacy produces only procedural signals, no breakthrough in 24 hours. At least one additional kinetic incident occurs in Lebanon, IDF airstrike, Hezbollah device rocket or UNIFIL adjacent violence within 24 hours, further eroding the nominal ceasefire under invoked self-defense provisions. Confidence 70%, consensus strong, the ceasefire is already nominal, an IDF reservist was killed, IDF conducted strikes on Hezbollah operatives, and a French UNIFIL peacekeeper was killed, all within the first 24 hours of the truce. The pattern of tit-for-tat under self-defense provisions creates near-certain continuation of low-level violence. Netanyahu has rejected Hezbollah's terms, and Israeli officials confirm preparations for resumed fighting. The 2006 Lebanon ceasefire, UNSCR 1701, saw repeated violations within days with both sides invoking self-defense clauses. Countervailing, the November 2024 Lebanon ceasefire held for several weeks despite initial skepticism, suggesting ceasefires can sometimes stabilize faster than initial chaos implies. The November 2023 Gaza pause held for its full 7-day duration because both sides had strong short-term incentives, a dynamic partially absent here but not entirely. Watch trigger. Hezbollah publicly announces withdrawal of forces south of the Litani River, or France deploys additional UNIFIL reinforcements with a credible monitoring mechanism removing the IDF's stated casus belli. Iran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz within 24 hours. IRGC gunboats conduct at least one additional harassment warning shot or boarding incident against commercial or naval vessels. Confidence 64%, consensus strong. Iran's National Security Council has explicitly stated it will hold the strait until the war fully ends. Khamenei's warning of new bitter defeats signals an assertive posture. IRGC gunboats already fired on ships on April 18. With no deal imminent and the April 22 deadline still days away, Iran has no incentive to concede Hormuz leverage before extracting concessions. During the 1987 to 1988 tanker war, Iran repeatedly harassed shipping even under US naval pressure, using asymmetric harassment as sustained coercive leverage. Countervailing, in 2019-2020, Iran occasionally de-escalated maritime provocations rapidly when diplomatic back channels opened. In July 2024, Iran calculated that full closure would alienate key economic partners, China, India, whose oil imports depended on the waterway. The same calculation could restrain the IRGC now. A Gulf state, Oman or Qatar, could broker a temporary maritime de-escalation arrangement. Watch trigger, Pakistan brokers a specific written US commitment to ease the naval blockade on Iranian ports, prompting Iran to announce a 48-hour humanitarian pause on Hormuz harassment as a confidence-building measure. No framework agreement is announced in the next 24 hours. Talks continue, but produce only a joint statement of progress or procedural commitments, e.g. announcement of a next meeting date rather than substantive terms. Confidence, 59% consensus, moderate, the core nuclear issue, Trump's demand for zero enrichment versus Iran's rejection of a 20-year moratorium remains unresolved after 21 hours of Islamabad talks. The gap is structural, not procedural. Pakistan and Egypt are still shuttling rather than convening a final session. A 24-hour window is insufficient to bridge this gap, but both sides have incentive to keep talks alive to avoid being blamed for breakdown before April 22. The 2015 JCPOA negotiations repeatedly produced progress statements and deadline extensions before a final deal. Countervailing. The 1994 agreed framework with North Korea was reached relatively quickly once political will aligned. Before the 2015 JCPOA, mediators repeatedly announced next round dates as signaling mechanisms to maintain momentum even when substantive gaps remained large. Iran may see Hormuz leverage as more useful than another meeting. Watch trigger, Trump directly calls Khamenei or authorizes a back channel with a specific enrichment compromise offer, e.g. third country enrichment, sharply raising the probability of a framework announcement. France, backed by EU members, publicly calls for an emergency UN Security Council meeting to address the killing of the French UNIFIL peacekeeper and the destabilization of southern Lebanon. Confidence, 60% consensus, single source Macron directly accused Hezbollah of the ambush. The killing of a UN peacekeeper is a significant event that typically triggers a strong diplomatic response from the contributing nation and the UN. France will use this to apply international pressure on Hezbollah and its backers and to assert its diplomatic role in Lebanon. Countervailing, France may prefer bilateral pressure on Lebanon's government and quiet diplomacy over a UNSC session that could be vetoed or diluted by Russia and China. Watch trigger, Hezbollah formally accepts responsibility for the UNIFIL death and offers accountability measures, reducing Macron's domestic pressure to escalate diplomatically. Oil prices, Brent crude, rise by at least 2% in the next 24-hour trading cycle. Confidence, 70% consensus. Single source, the reimposition of the Hormuz closure on April 18 and the failure of the 21-hour Elazabamad talks to produce an immediate reopening will trigger market anxiety over supply security. The 2019 Abqaiq Quraiz attack caused a 14% spike in oil prices overnight due to Middle East supply fears. Countervailing, global recessionary fears or high US inventory data could offset the geopolitical risk premium. Saudi Arabia or the UAE could announce an immediate production increase via pipelines bypassing the strait. Watch trigger, Saudi Arabia or UAE announces immediate activation of spare production capacity and pipeline rerouting to Yanbu, offsetting the supply constraint. Sharp disagreements, council member GLM assigns 0.55 confidence to IDF conducting additional Lebanon strikes, framed as a prediction, while council member Claude assigns 0.82 to the broader kinetic incident cluster, reflecting disagreement on how certain continued violence is. Council member GLM assigns only 0.40 to a commercial vessel being fired upon or detained in Hormuz, while council member Claude assigns 0.78 to continued IRGC harassment. A meaningful gap on the severity and certainty of maritime escalation within 24 hours. Council member Deep Seek predicts the Lebanon ceasefire holds in name, with only two more incidents, confidence 0.30 on a breakthrough, implying relative stability. While council member Claude and council member Kimi assess the ceasefire as effectively collapsed, a framing disagreement on whether the truce retains nominal value. Forecast 1W, the April 22 deadline, is the dominant inflection point. Most members expect either ceasefire collapse and resumed Israeli operations, or a narrow interim deal that defers the nuclear question, with maritime and proxy escalation continuing regardless. The Lebanon ceasefire officially collapses or is formally declared void by at least one party by April 25, with Israel launching large-scale aerial operations against Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon and Beirut. Confidence, 54%. Consensus, strong. Netanyahu has already rejected Hezbollah's ceasefire terms and Israeli security officials are preparing for resumed fighting. Trump's April 22 ultimatum is explicit and public. Backing down without a deal would be a significant credibility loss. The nuclear gap cannot realistically be bridged in 4 days, given 21 hours of talks produce nothing. Israel has both political will and operational readiness to resume. The 2006 Lebanon ceasefire held only because both sides were exhausted. In 2014 Gaza, multiple humanitarian ceasefires collapsed within hours when political conditions weren't met, countervailing the November 2024 Lebanon ceasefire held despite similar skepticism. Trump has shown willingness to extend deadlines when talks appear productive. His China trip delay signals sustained diplomatic focus. The April 2024 Iran-Israel escalation cycle produced a ceasefire extended multiple times beyond initial expiry because both parties calculated formal collapse was worse than a nominal truce. Watch trigger, Iran accepts a freeze-for-freeze interim arrangement, pausing enrichment above 20% in exchange for partial US blockade relief, giving Trump enough to declare progress and extend the April 22 deadline. Trump publicly announces an extension of the April 22 deadline or a limited interim US-Iran agreement covering Hormuz reopening and a partial US blockade pause, deferring the nuclear question and allowing Trump to claim a win without a comprehensive deal. Confidence, 42%, consensus, moderate. Trump has a pattern of setting dramatic deadlines and then extending them when the cost of following through exceeds the cost of delay. He characterized talks as really well while threatening escalation, a classic positioning move. The Pakistan/Egypt mediation track provides cover for progress claims. The 2013 Geneva JPOA separated immediate confidence-building measures from the comprehensive nuclear question, buying time for further negotiations. The 2018 Singapore summit with North Korea announced a high-level framework to forestall immediate conflict, despite lack of technical detail. Countervailing, Trump's 2018 withdrawal from the JCPOA was executed on a hard deadline with no extension, demonstrating that when he calculates domestic political benefits of toughness outweigh diplomatic costs, he follows through. Trump has explicitly stated Iran must never enrich uranium, making a partial agreement politically difficult to sell domestically without appearing to capitulate. Watch trigger, Iran makes a visible, verifiable concession on Strait of Hormuz transit, e.g. allowing a specific flagged convoy through, or Saudi Arabia/UAE publicly endorses a partial deal framework, giving Trump political cover to accept a phased approach. US-Israel diplomatic friction intensifies publicly, with at least one additional senior US official, Secretary of State or equivalent, publicly criticizing an Israeli military or policy decision regarding Syria, Lebanon, or Palestinian issues. Confidence, 65% consensus, weak. Tom Barrack's public rebuke of Israeli Syria/Turkey policy was unprecedented and is unlikely to be a one-off. It signals an administration willing to pressure Israel publicly to manage regional relationships and gain leverage for a deal with Iran. The US-Israel rift during the 1982 Lebanon War regarding the siege of Beirut and Sabra and Shatila established a precedent for public US criticism during active Israeli operations. Countervailing, the White House may walk back Barrack's comments to reaffirm unwavering support for Israel, especially if Netanyahu threatens to act unilaterally in ways that embarrass Washington. The 2014 crisis in US-Israel relations involved deep friction but did not result in a fundamental policy shift during active conflict. Watch trigger a direct, high-level Trump-Netanyahu phone call resulting in a public display of unity or a White House walkback of Barrack's comments by the Secretary of State. Iran-linked proxy attacks on European or Gulf targets escalate within the week, including at least one significant incident beyond the London arson attacks targeting Israeli or US diplomatic or commercial interests in a third country. Confidence, 52% consensus, single source, the London arson attacks signal Iran is activating proxy networks in Europe. As military pressure on Iran intensifies and diplomatic talks stall, the IRGC Quds Force historically expands the conflict envelope through proxies to raise costs for adversaries without direct escalation. In 2012, Iran-linked operatives conducted attacks on Israeli targets in Bulgaria, India, Georgia, Thailand, and Azerbaijan simultaneously, a clear pattern of proxy escalation under sanctions pressure. Countervailing, Iran has sometimes restrained proxy networks during active negotiations to preserve diplomatic goodwill, as seen during portions of the 2013 to 2015 JCPOA negotiation period. If the UK publicly attributes the London arson attacks to Iran and expels Iranian diplomats, Iran may temporarily halt European proxy operations. Watch trigger, UK publicly attributes the London arson attacks to Iran and expels Iranian diplomats, prompting Iran to temporarily halt European proxy operations to avoid triggering a broader Western coalition response. Brent crude oil closes at least 15% above its April 18 closing price on at least one trading day before April 25. Confidence, 50% consensus, single source, every SICRAP blocking Iranian exports, Iran blocking Hormuz transit, is an unprecedented constraint on global oil supply. Roughly 20% of global oil transits Hormuz. If the blockade persists through April 22 without resolution, markets will price in sustained disruption. After the September 2019 Abqaiq-Kerch attack, Brent spiked roughly 15% in a single day despite the disruption being partial and temporary. countervailing in January 2024, despite Houthi attacks disrupting Red Sea shipping for weeks, Brent crude did not spike 15% above pre-crisis levels because markets had substantial spare capacity and strategic reserves. Saudi Arabia activating spare production capacity and routing shipments via the East-West pipeline to Yanbu could moderate the shock. Watch trigger. Saudi Arabia announces activation of significant spare production capacity and pipeline rerouting to Yanbu, offsetting the Hormuz supply constraint. The US announces the formation of a multinational naval task force specifically to escort commercial shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, with several European and Arab states publicly joining. Confidence, 50% consensus, single source. Iran's reclosure of the strait and firing on ships creates an immediate crisis for global shipping and energy markets. The US has historically responded to such challenges with coalition building, e.g. Operation Prosperity Guardian for the Red Sea. Trump's full-force blockade rhetoric and the global economic stakes make a visible multilateral military response to secure the waterway highly likely within a week. Countervailing, the IRGC Navy seizing a commercial vessel flagged to a major US ally could trigger a more unilateral US response rather than coalition building. European states may resist joining a task force that could be seen as escalatory during active negotiations. Watch trigger, IRGC Navy seizes a commercial vessel flagged to a major US ally, UK, Japan, forcing a more immediate and potentially unilateral US military response rather than coalition formation. Sharp disagreements, Councilmember Claude assigns 0.48 to ceasefire collapse and resumed large-scale Israeli operations, while Councilmember Deep Seek assigns 0.55 and Councilmember Kimi assigns 0.50. Moderate disagreement on probability, but all below 0.55, reflecting genuine uncertainty about whether the April 22 deadline triggers full resumption or a partial deal. Councilmember Claude assigns 0.38 to a limited interim US-Iran agreement before after April 22, while Councilmember Gemini assigns 0.45 and Councilmember Kimi assigns 0.40. Members broadly agree this is possible but below even probability, with disagreement on whether Trump can politically sell a partial deal. Councilmember Gemini predicts Hezbollah formally declares the ceasefire null and void. Confidence 0.60. While Council Member Deep Seek predicts Israel launches a large-scale aerial campaign, confidence 0.55, these are compatible but reflect different framings of who formally ends the truce first. Council Member Kimi predicts France announces a significant UNIFIL drawdown, confidence 0.35, a prediction not raised by other members representing a divergent assessment of French strategic calculus. Forecast 1M. Over 1 month, the dominant trajectories are resumed full-scale Israeli operations in Lebanon and sustained Hormuz disruption, with a comprehensive nuclear deal assessed as unlikely but a narrow interim arrangement possible, and US-Israel divergence deepening regardless of outcome. Full-scale Israeli military operations resume in Lebanon within the month, with IDF ground forces re-entering southern Lebanon and Israeli airstrikes on Hezbollah infrastructure in the Bekaa Valley, while the US-Iran diplomatic track continues in parallel without halting Israeli operations. Confidence, 46% consensus. Moderate Netanyahu has already rejected ceasefire terms and is preparing for resumed fighting. The ceasefire is nominal and deteriorating. The US-Israel divergence on Syria/Turkey policy suggests Washington may not restrain Israel on Lebanon if a US-Iran deal is in progress. Israel has demonstrated willingness to act unilaterally. In 2006, Israel resumed full-scale operations after initial ceasefire attempts failed. In 2024, Israel expanded Gaza operations despite US pressure for restraint. The death of a Rafael engineer provides domestic political capital for escalation. Countervailing, US pressure has historically constrained Israeli operations at critical junctures, the 1973 ceasefire, the 1982 Beirut siege halt. If the US explicitly conditions continued military aid or intelligence sharing on Israeli restraint in Lebanon as part of the Iran deal framework, Netanyahu faces a genuine constraint. Pressure from the Trump administration to avoid a forever war that could disrupt global oil markets and the US economy may also restrain Israel. Watch trigger. The US explicitly conditions continued military aid or intelligence sharing on Israeli restraint in Lebanon as part of the Iran deal framework, or Hezbollah voluntarily withdraws heavy weapons north of the Litani River under UN supervision. The Strait of Hormuz remains partially or fully disrupted for the entire month, with global oil prices sustaining above pre-crisis levels and at least one major shipping company announcing permanent rerouting around the Cape of Good Hope, marking a structural shift in global energy logistics. Confidence, 48% consensus weak, Iran has explicitly tied Hormuz reopening to the war fully ending, a condition that will not be met within a month given the Lebanon front and nuclear impasse. Even a partial deal is unlikely to fully resolve the maritime dimension. Shipping companies make rerouting decisions based on insurance costs and risk assessments that lag diplomatic developments by weeks. The 2021 to 2024 Red Sea Houthi crisis demonstrated that sustained maritime threat environments cause lasting rerouting decisions, with Cape of Good Hope traffic increasing 40% plus even after intermittent de-escalation. Countervailing, the 1988 tanker war ended relatively quickly once the US demonstrated naval superiority and Iran calculated the economic cost of continued closure. Shipping returned to normal patterns within months. A mutual de-escalation arrangement, Iran reopens Hormuz, US eases blockade to allow some Iranian exports, is the most plausible off-ramp that lets both sides claim victory. Watch trigger, the US Navy conducts a decisive kinetic operation against IRGC naval assets in the Strait, sinking or disabling multiple gunboats, degrading Iran's ability to enforce closure and prompting shipping companies to reassess risk. The US-Israel strategic divergence deepens publicly with the US concluding or advancing a deal with Iran that Israel vocally rejects, leading to Netanyahu authorizing unilateral military actions in Lebanon or Syria that Washington publicly condemns or criticizes. Confidence, 53% consensus. Weak Tom Barrack's public criticism is a clear signal of an administration willing to pressure Israel to manage regional relationships. Any US-Iran deal will inevitably include provisions Israel opposes, sanctions relief without full nuclear dismantlement, recognition of Iranian regional interests. Netanyahu's 2015 speech to Congress opposing the JCPOA demonstrated his willingness to create a public US-Israel rift over Iran deal terms he considered inadequate. Israeli security officials already express skepticism about Iranian compromise. Countervailing, the 2020 Abraham Accords showed Netanyahu is capable of subordinating his Iran hawkishness to broader strategic alignment with Washington when he calculates the US relationship is more valuable than any single deal's terms. Trump could offer Netanyahu a major bilateral concession, formal US recognition of Israeli sovereignty in the Golan Heights, or a massive arms package as compensation for accepting a deal Netanyahu dislikes. Watch trigger. Trump offers Netanyahu a major bilateral concession as compensation for accepting a deal Netanyahu dislikes, or a public joint US-Israel statement affirming unified red lines for Iran's nuclear program and Hezbollah's disarmament. A limited interim US-Iran agreement is reached that reopens the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for partial easing of the US naval blockade and a formal extension of the Lebanon ceasefire, but without resolving the nuclear arrangement issue, allowing both sides to claim a partial win. Confidence? 33%, consensus, moderate, the economic costs of dual blockades are unsustainable for all parties over a month. Global recession risks generate intense pressure from Gulf states, China, India, and Europe on both Washington and Tehran. Iran needs oil revenue. The US faces domestic political pressure over gas prices. Pakistan-Egypt mediation has institutional momentum. The 2016 Iran sanctions relief under the JCPOA and the 2013 JCPOA both provide templates for reciprocal easing. Trump's transactional focus on oil prices and a win before his China trip will drive a pragmatic partial solution. Countervailing, the 1980s tanker war persisted for years despite enormous economic costs, because neither side could find a face-saving formula and domestic hardliners blocked compromise. Trump has explicitly stated Iran must never enrich uranium, making any partial deal that leaves enrichment unresolved politically difficult to sell. A major naval engagement between US and Iranian forces could harden domestic politics in both countries, making mutual de-escalation politically impossible. Watch trigger. A significant de-escalatory statement from Supreme Leader Khamenei directly linking Hormuz reopening to a verifiable permanent ceasefire in Lebanon, broadcast on Iranian state media. Or Saudi Arabia / UAE publicly endorsing a partial deal framework. Iran's government announces or implements a domestic security crackdown, with reported arrests of 100 plus individuals described as dissidents, opposition figures, or internal opponents as the regime consolidates after surviving weeks of external conflict. Confidence, 50%, consensus, single source. The sidetrap explicitly notes Iranians fear a post-war government crackdown, and the regime appears entrenched after surviving weeks of conflict. The IRGC's wartime assertiveness strengthens its domestic position. After the 1980-88 Iran-Iraq war, the Iranian regime conducted extensive purges of leftist and opposition groups. After the 2009 Green Movement and 2022 Mahsa Amini protests, the regime arrested thousands once it regained control. Countervailing, after the 2015 JCPOA, Iran experienced a brief opening with reduced repression as the regime sought to claim the deal as a popular victory. A negotiated end to the current conflict could produce a similar temporary liberalization. A hardline IRGC faction attempting a power challenge against Khamenei could redirect security resources inward against internal rivals rather than civil society. Watch Trigger, a hardline faction within the IRGC attempts a coup or power challenge against Khamenei, forcing the regime to redirect security resources inward against internal rivals rather than against civil society. Iran resumes uranium enrichment to 60% or higher if the US naval blockade is not fully lifted by mid-May, using nuclear escalation as leverage to force a new crisis. Confidence, 55% consensus. Single source Iran's dual blockade strategy is its only leverage. If the Islamabad talks fail to yield sanctions relief, Iran historically responds by advancing its nuclear clock to force a new crisis. Iran's 2021 move to 60% enrichment following the Natanz sabotage incident established this as a credible escalatory tool. Countervailing, China could pressure Iran to maintain the status quo to ensure the mid-May summit with Trump is successful. The IAEA reporting a breakthrough in monitoring access could delay the need for enrichment escalation. Watch Trigger, IAEA reports a breakthrough in monitoring access that delays the need for enrichment escalation, or China publicly pressures Iran to maintain the nuclear status quo ahead of the Trump-China summit. Sharp disagreements, Council Member Claude assigns 0.28 to a formal US-Iran nuclear framework agreement by mid-May, while Council Member Kimi assigns 0.25, both very low. But Council Member Gemini implicitly treats a comprehensive deal as more plausible by assigning 0.55 to Iran resuming 60% enrichment only if no deal is reached, reflecting a different baseline assessment of deal probability. Council Member Claude assigns 0.61 to sustained Hormuz disruption for the entire month, while Council Member GLM assigns 0.35 to Hormuz reopening with mutual de-escalation. These are not strictly contradictory, but reflect meaningfully different assessments of whether economic pressure produces a maritime deal within a month. Council Member Kimi predicts a comprehensive nuclear agreement signed by May 18th, confidence 0.25, and also Israeli ground forces advancing beyond the Litani, confidence 0.35. These are presented as alternative scenarios, but the combination reflects the widest range of outcomes among any single member. Council Member Gemini predicts a Pakistan-Turkey Maritime Corridor Agreement, confidence 0.35, a specific institutional mechanism not raised by other members, representing a divergent view on the form of any maritime de-escalation. Load-bearing uncertainties. Whether US-Iran negotiations produce a framework agreement before the April 22 ceasefire expiry deadline, which Trump has explicitly linked to resumed fighting. Whether Iran will reopen the Strait of Hormuz as part of a negotiated arrangement or maintain closure as coercive leverage. And whether the US will ease its naval blockade in response. Whether the Lebanon ceasefire will hold or collapse given the April 18 IDF strikes, IDF reservist death and UNIFIL killing, all occurring within 24 hours of the truce beginning. The scope and terms of any nuclear deal. Trump has stated Iran must never enrich uranium. Iran has rejected a proposed 20-year moratorium, leaving the core issue unresolved. The degree to which Hezbollah is acting independently versus under Iranian direction, which determines whether a US-Iran deal can actually constrain the Lebanon front. Whether US-Israel alignment holds or fractures further, given public US criticism of Israeli-Syria / Turkey policy and potential divergence on acceptable deal terms with Iran, reporting contradictions. Iran's reposition of Hormuz closure, Times of Israel frames it as Iranian aggression violating a prior deal, Iranian sources frame it as a response to continued US blockade violations, the sequence of who violated what first is disputed. Hezbollah's role in the UNIFIL killing, France and UNIFIL attribute it to Hezbollah. Hezbollah denies any connection, no independent verification available. Trump's characterization of talks as really well versus Israeli security officials stating there is little belief Iran will compromise and preparations for resumed fighting are underway. These assessments are in direct tension. The nature of the ceasefire's self-defense provisions, IDF says its April 18 strikes on Hezbollah operatives are permitted under the deal. Hezbollah's position on whether those strikes constitute a ceasefire violation is not clearly reported. End of Sitrep. Full coverage at sitrepisr.com. Thanks for listening. Visit sitrepisr.com for the full report and source citations.